Hi, I'm Mel Pickup, Chief Executive of Bradford Teaching Hospitals, and welcome to this month's episode of our podcast series, where I'm sitting down with colleagues and partners from across the Trust and the wider community to find out more about them and their contributions to the health and well-being of the people here in Bradford. Today, we're talking about the NHS Graduate Management Training Scheme, and I'm joined by one of our guests who is perfectly placed to shed light on this important programme and its impact here at the Trust. Aisha Mirza is currently on the two-year scheme and recently moved into a role in maxillofacial services, having started work with us in the ENT department. Welcome, Aisha.
Thank you. Really excited to be here.
Great. Well, let's get the ball rolling. How is it going?
Oh, it's going really well. I mean, I've been here for about 4 months now, so it feels like the time has just flown by. But yeah, it's going really well. I'm really enjoying learning about how the services are working and meeting new people. It's very different to what my background is. I did politics at university, so it was quite new to me starting. But yeah, really enjoying it so far.
So the programme starts with something of a whistle-stop tour of 3 weeks of orientation. How did this help set you up for your first proper role here at the Trust?
I think every trainee has about a 3 week orientation starting, and that was just a space for us to go to different departments across the hospital and really get to know how services work and meet with different partners across organisations. So I had a few visits to the A&E department. I actually got to watch a surgery, which was really exciting. And I think it was really important for me, as I say, with a background not so much in the NHS, to really see how everything works and really set me up for my new role.
So you've mentioned that you studied politics at university. Yeah. That's quite a quantum leap, isn't it, to go from that to decide to apply to work in the NHS. Can you tell us a bit about why you decided that was what you wanted to do?
So I went to the University of Leeds to study politics, and I actually did my dissertation in health policy. So I did a lot on Tony Blair's health policy. And I think that what I really wanted to do was have an impact on a local level as opposed to a national level, because I feel like a lot of the policy making in Westminster, for example, doesn't always have that impact in communities. So I feel like the graduate scheme was a really good place to start to really address those issues or some inequalities that different communities face in the NHS. And I think politics and the NHS, although they are quite different, they just link together so much. And so, yeah, that's why I chose to come here.
And it's really quite a competitive process, isn't it?
Yeah,
to get, you know, it's a very high valued graduate management training scheme. It attracts a lot of interest. I know there are probably in the region of 17,000 applicants,
around,
something like that.
Yeah.
For about, is it something like 200?
Yeah,
places?
About 250 places.
250.
Yeah.
So competition's really strong. Can you tell us a little bit about the selection process?
It takes around about a year to apply. So it was quite a long time of waiting. And there's three stages to the application process. So you have some work-based assignments, a video interview, and then an assessment centre. And I think a lot of the tasks are designed to mirror decision-making that you would do in your normal role. As what I've found is a lot of the tasks that I did throughout the application process, I sort of see in my daily role now. And it is quite competitive, but I've had a lot of people reach out to me who are applying at the moment. And I think if you have that passion and you really want to make that difference, it is a really good place to start. So as part of the selection process, I think one challenging part for me was the assessment centre. They used to do that in person, but since COVID they changed it to Teams, which was quite different to get used to, and I think it's quite hard to portray yourself as you would in person over a screen. And there was around about 10 other applicants on the assessment centre, and there were three parts. So we had to do an individual task, which is, as I said, it mirrored sort of influencing decision making within a trust or within a service. And then we had a group activity where we had to work together to come to a decision, which, although challenging, I did really enjoy, which is where I felt this is for me. This is the type of thing that I love to do. And then we had an interview with a manager. So I think they actually called a lot of different managers from across the country to interview, because I mean, as you said, there's 17,000 people. So I think there were a lot of different stages for this. And yeah, I think it was challenging and a lot of planning had to go in place and preparation. But I think if this is something that you want to do, you will just, you know, you will just fly through it, I think. And meeting the people as well through the application process that you might see on our welcome event on September the 4th. That was really important. It was, again, from the start, building those networks that'll help you through your role.
And typically, Asia, what sort of people apply to be on this scheme? I know clearly it's, you know, the traditional pathway for graduate schemes is you come out of university, but I know colleagues who have sort of transitioned from clinical careers into managerial ones. So what kind of people apply?
It can be anybody, really. It doesn't have to be that you've just graduated and this is what you apply for. It can be if you've graduated 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And it's people from all different backgrounds, because you don't need a specific degree to get onto the graduate scheme. So it could be a degree in music or art or science, or so it's a range of different backgrounds that you see. And I think that when I ask a lot of people on the scheme, why did you choose to apply, you sort of hear the same, I really want to help people. And I think that is such a big part of the scheme, is that helping people and helping patients is so important to such a big group of people. And I think that just reflects the NHS as a whole, is that we want to work to support our patients and really make sure that, you know, we're preventing illness and making sure people are happy. And so, yeah, I think that it's a really, really special.
And have you, before you came to the decision about wanting to apply and you could see your future as an NHS manager, what was your contact with the NHS? Did you have any? I mean, you know, coming into a hospital for the first time when you're doing your orientation, was any of it familiar or was it completely new?
I mean, I've got a lot of family that have backgrounds in the NHS, but for me personally, I mean, the only time I've ever gone into hospital was as a patient, and probably a couple of times. So it was quite new. And I think going back to the 3-week orientation that I had, that was really great to see different parts of the patient journey. Because as a patient, I think you only see your own path and you go into hospital or you go out of hospital, and it's quite isolated in that sense. And I think that the orientation really helped to see all the different parts of the NHS and how important all the roles are. And I remember saying to my mum, because my mum was a paediatric nurse by background, so, and I remember having some experience on one of the wards at the hospital, and I said, like, I can't believe how much responsibility it is to have that role. And obviously when you're younger, you don't realise that as much.
And that period, that 3-week sort of what we might call a cook's tour, you get little glimpses of different departments and the work that we do here. Was there anything in that kind of made you think, when I ultimately go into managing a service, running a service, developing, working in strategy, whatever your, and wherever your career takes you, is there a particular specialty that you have a passion for?
I mean, I think since starting within ENT and then going over to MaxFacts, I've done a lot of work with the head and neck service and the head and neck cancer pathways and things. So I do think that a lot of the planned services really appeals to me, because it's sort of an organised, and well, as organised as you can be. So I think that, yeah, going forwards, planned services is definitely something that I'd like to go into.
It's a really interesting field, isn't it? I was walking around theatres yesterday. I was chatting to some of our colleagues who work in theatres, in Bronte theatres, and I was kind of, I'm always very inquisitive, what's happening in that theatre right now? And they said, well, this is a case that started first thing this morning and will probably go on into the night because such was the extent of the surgery that was required. It was a head and neck cancer, and it was a lot of kind of working with other specialties and plastic surgery and so on and so forth. It's really interesting, isn't it?
And I think as well, you see that you don't just work with your department. You've got to collaborate with a lot of different teams across the hospital. So theatres, for example, is a department that we work really closely with when planning surgeries and such. And I do think that team working and collaboration across the hospital is really important. But also, I think across organisations as well, there is one trainee that's on the scheme at the moment who is doing my role but over in Leeds. And so we've made that network and really help each other in that, seeing what she's doing and what I'm doing, how we can share that knowledge.
I guess there's a great kind of camaraderie that comes from being on part of a national scheme, but more locally in West Yorkshire, you've got your, like you've just alluded to, people in other organisations. Do you get the opportunity to kind of support one another, compare notes, contrast?
Yeah, so we have what is called inquiry and application groups as part of the scheme. So that's a group of about 12 of us who are quite close locally. I'm actually going over to York Hospital this Friday to meet with my group, and we share what's going on and, you know, give pieces of advice. And I think that is really helpful, because when it is a new role, any new role is difficult and challenging, and having that support from other people who are in the same position as you is really good to have.
And as part of the scheme, clearly you've done your first degree, you've got a degree in politics. That's great, fantastic.
Thank you.
But then you join the scheme, and as well as all the practical experience that you get, you're actually doing a job, being paid to do a job. You're also expected to do some additional learning, aren't you, and to do a master's degree. Tell us a little bit about what opportunities come to you through being part of the scheme. Where can that take you in terms of your next formal academic learning, and how you manage to balance the two, you know, working and studying all at the same time?
I mean, I thought my politics degree was difficult, but I think doing a job full time and studying it as well, it is challenging. But I think a lot of the education and things, so the master's degree that I'm doing at the moment is in healthcare leadership. So that is really giving me all the skills to apply into real life and into my role. And a lot of the education that we do is quite practical. So it's not your typical, you know, sit down and revise and do all. We have a lot of tasks that we've got to do within work. So for example, one of my assignments last semester was on a patient observation, and we had to understand how, as leaders, we can impact care. And that was a really eye-opening experience. I think as part of the scheme, you wouldn't be able to have that opportunity to go and actually see firsthand how clinicians deliver their care. So yeah, I do think that, you know, you have got to be kind to yourself, because it is a lot to pack in. But it, at the end of the day, it is really beneficial for my role, and I'm sure for everybody else's.
So management often gets a bad rep, doesn't it, in the press, with a push for more clinicians and fewer managers. What would you say to those critics?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there is enough, more than enough work for both roles. I think that there has to be a lot of understanding there between managers and clinicians, in that both are experts in their own fields, and we can't do one without the other. And I think that, you know, having that, we always talk about at the grad scheme, having compassionate care and leading with compassion. And I think that is really important in this narrative that happens, is showing compassion, providing a good culture for your team to work in. That's ultimately going to benefit, you know, our patients.
And how would you like to see the scheme develop here at the Trust? Do you think we're, you know, are we doing a good job supporting you? Could we do better? What would attract, do you think, other people to really think about applying to do the scheme?
I mean, I think things like this, having the visibility of the scheme and what it is really important. I think that it's a great opportunity, and here, being here, I've built so many different networks, and I think we're doing what we can. And yeah, going forward, I mean, I had a lot of people reach out to me and ask for advice. And I think all trainees on the scheme are always willing to help and, you know, provide that support. But yeah, I think if you are thinking of applying, just go for it. And it's a really, really good opportunity.
And what are your hopes and dreams, Aisha, for the future?
Well, I think that when I finish the scheme, so I'm 4 months in, I've got another, I think, 6 months of this placement. Next year, I'm going to be working in the chief nurses team, which will be really exciting. And I think after I've found that I really enjoy ops, and I think that that's something that I want to go down in the future, maybe a service manager or a general manager one day. But I think that just keeping that notion of leading with compassion and making a really inclusive environment for everyone is really important. I think developing my own leadership skills is going to be at the forefront for me.
That's great. Well, thank you, Aisha, for joining me today. It's fascinating to find out more about you and the graduate scheme that brought you into the NHS. I wish you continued success in your career. I'm sure you didn't say it, but you know, let's be honest. You're going to be a chief exec. Oh. Yeah, is that must be somewhere in your kind of horizons?
Maybe,
because you know that is the beauty, I think, of the NHS. You know, my career started a slightly different path. I was a nurse, but it gives you so much opportunity, and there are no. And there should be no bars to where you want it to take you and where you would like to end up.
Yeah.
And actually, when I say chief exec in a trust, which is what I am, yeah. Chief exec of the NHS. Why not? Sky's the limit.
Why not? Yeah, no, thank you.
Aisha, thank you very much. And if our listeners want to find out more about the NHS Graduate Management Training Scheme, all the details are on the NHS website. Simply go to graduates.nhs.uk.